Chapter 6, Mishnah 3, Misha Zacha B'Ketores, the one who won the rights to do the Ketores, the incense, Hayanotel Es HaBezach Mitoch HaKaf, he would take out the incense, remember it was in like a spoon inside a bigger pan, so he would take that out, V'Nosno La'ava O L'Krovo, and he had asked one of his friends or one of his relatives, well, no lottery, anyone he, and any other coin who he wanted to help him, to come with him to assist him in this part. And if some of it had scattered into that pan, this other guy was going to help him, this other coin, get it into his hands, because he had to go from his hands onto the altar, not from that thing. So his coin or relative, the other guy, was going to help him empty it from the spoon and from the pan into his cupped hand, so that he could sprinkle it out. Heavy Zaire, and they would warn him before he went in, Shema Taschil Lefanecha, don't start in front of you and like go forward, because then it will already start burning up, right? Shelo Tekaveh, because otherwise he's going to burn himself. So they wanted him to start at the back. Hischil Mereda V'yotze, start at the back and come forward so that you're not onto hot coals. Yeah. So if he puts it at the front, it's already going to start smoking up. And then he's got to go over it, and he might burn himself. And also, it brings up here, don't forget that this coin was, it was, they only chose a person who never done it before. So that's why every guy, he didn't know this. It was the first time that this coin was doing it. So that's why, so that warned him. Aloha makter ad shehamamona omer lo hakter. And he never started putting the incense on until the officer said to him, burn the incense. And if it was the Kohen Gadol that did the incense, if he was doing the incense that day, because he, Kohen Gadol, could choose. He could do any avoider that he wanted. He could take in. So if he was doing the avoider, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hakter, then he would say to him, my master, you know, the Kohen Gadol burned the incense. He would just use a more respectful language than burn it. Pashua Am, the people withdrew, meaning the Kohenim withdrew. The hikter, and then he burned the incense, and he prostrated himself and he went out. They weren't allowed to burn the incense until everybody else was out. Only he was allowed to be alone in there when he burnt the incense.
You mean the Kohen was
burning the incense, yeah.